of my great escapes. Music. Right? Couldn't live without it. Oh. See, so that's what a realist has to do to escape. They have to, like, you know, escape reality by listening to some really quality tunes. And nature. Saved a big-ass turtle. I don't know how many eggs she laid, but I hope it was a bunch, and I'll be looking later in the year to make sure some of those little guys get across. Ha! I'm going to go to the air. We've got Mark in the sack. A Saturday. You there, man?
Yeah, I'm here.
Cool.
It's just,
Yeah, you probably had to swallow a couple times with all the how sick the world is today.
Yeah, well, I just, I found, at St. Vinny's yesterday, I found Mary Trump's book called The Reckoning, and it's about her uncle Donald and his crimes. But she goes back into American history and laying out a pretty thorough indictment of, you know, the wrongs that this country has committed, you know, to its fellow human beings, and how the missed opportunities that we've had in the past, and how we have to, you know, seize on the chance that, you know, to improve what we have done, because, you know, and it would be considered critical race theory by, you know,
exactly,
that most of the Republicans today. I mean, and the whole problem is we're supposed to be thinking critically. Part of the thing is that we're supposed to be actually thinking about, as citizens, we're supposed to engage ourselves in the body politic and engage ourselves in actually thinking about, you know, the political situation. I mean, that's what, you know, Jefferson, for his faults, I mean, and she, you know, lays out some, you know, that calls Jefferson for what he was, you know, that he was a hypocrite, a rapist, a slaveholder, and all that, but he also had moments of, you know, the moments of insight and genius. But we have to take and improve upon, you know, what he said and actually implement, you know, that all men are created equal. And by men, I mean both men and women, the whole race of man, that as being, you know, that thinking, breathing, sentient beings that you know, that have certain rights. I mean, and the Republicans want to get rid of birth control now. They want to reduce women back to, you know, being just mere vessels for cranking out babies, and half those babies then are just, you know, more vessels for cranking out more babies. Is that what the Republicans want?
Well, hey, forget about having sex for fun, right? Because that's, you know.
Well, that's, they don't think about that either, and actually that, you know, sex for fun is a gift from God, if you want to look at it like that.
Well, I'm an animal. It's a gift for all animals.
That, and it is just, and CJ calls up, and CJ complains about, oh, we pick on him, but CJ goes out, and there's times he's called in and called us Marxist, socialist, Leninist, whatever, and he doesn't even know the definition of all those words. I mean, I don't know when it goes, you know, I hesitate to call the man stupid, but he doesn't want to improve upon his ignorance. He has these talking points, and he repeats the same talking points, whether he's calling into your program, calling into, you know.
And he loves us talking about him. I can guarantee you he loves us talking about him. But see, I'm more like, you know, I'm not going to take the calls anymore. Not until the guy improves. Hey, why should I do that?
And every time somebody tries to just step in and say, you know, you're not talking straight. I mean, Tom Hart was trying to explain something to him. He just keeps talking and talking and talking. It's his same talking points.
That's twice I've heard him on there, and I'm surprised. I would be surprised if Tom Hartman doesn't kind of like put a star next to his number and maybe not, because that's usually what they do. I mean, it has to be a legitimate, like you said, okay, Mark, and thanks for listening, but we're almost at the break. Critical thinking has to be involved at this point. We can't, you know, cartoons is one thing. I know how to do that too. But when it comes to reality again, here we go. Instead of being loyal to some pattern that humans think is, I don't know what they think is so great about always wanting to acquire everything, always a thing where it's like wants over needs. And when I say over needs, over the needs of tens of millions of people in this country, you know, and hundreds of millions, billions across the planet that don't have access. And you guys want to talk about, oh, yeah, God and all this stuff. God's going to be pissed. Well, God already is. Remember, he sacrificed his only son so that we didn't do any more blood laws in the Old Testament. whatever you want to believe, right? But in practice, you guys are like doing the devil's work, especially watching legislation, you know, and this goes, you know, I'll blast off on why I'm not a loyalist Democrat when we come back from the hard break, right? And if you want to call in, 844-967-2789, but I'm not in the mood for kicking back and having foolish conversations. And I'm sure there's a lot of people that think talking to me is a foolish conversation, but oh-ho, hey, wouldn't want to be you when reality hits.
Hey, you brought up legislation, right? And also this week, they voted against supporting small businesses and restaurants.
Of course.
Yeah.
Main Street. We're going to level Main Street. Family values. We've destroyed them all. Everything this party's done, I've watched for the... I mean, it was pretty easy in Wisconsin watching it. They just attacked us, dismembered us, and destroyed us with the power of billionaires. And people in this country are like, oh, yeah, you know, that's awful. But here, let me call Amazon because it's convenient and entertaining. And I've been raging on...
Don't get me going on that, man.
Convenience and entertainment is all at the expense of the environment and life. It's just stupid. Hey, wonder why people are so unhealthy. And look at me, man. I'm with all the stuff I got going on. And by the way, I didn't do last week's show because I had to work, right? Oh, that Monday before I, you know, here we go with one of those episodes from either eating the jardinera or some experts think it's because I get sick from smoking weed. I think it's the combination of things like the five ulcers, the cancer, the thyroid. And I ate double jardinera, which was really a bad I know that's what got me, but UW emergency room was a disaster, man. I had to go to Mariner and I had to force the issue. I was hurting, man. But we'll be back second half, fastest hour on radio.